Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the very best.
Double J in the morning. Power 106.7.
Live and direct. Let's go.
Yo, yo, what up? This your boy Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Your Double J. Love your face.
That's what I'm talking about. Here he is. How are you, man?
Man, I'm all right, man. You know, just on the road, man. Just on the road. Doing what we do, you know?
Now, right now, are you on a tour, just your solo tour, or are you on a tour with the whole group?
No, I'm on a tour with the group right now. We are promoting a new single, Everything 100, you know, just been out here for, like, doing, like, a nine-day stretch radio run, you know, and just been, just been out here promoting.
You guys are known for some of your outlandish parties. We'll throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
What is a night with one of the Bones like?
Oh, man,
lots of sex, I take it?
Well, I ain't gonna say all that, but, you know, you won't be able to function the next day, I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you that much.
I heard a crazy story about you and one of your party routines, and I don't know if it's a ritual, and that's why I like to put rumors to bed when I hear this.
Okay.
I heard one of the Bones, I'm not gonna say which Bone member it was, but one of the Bones enjoys taking off his belt and spanking women in hotel rooms before and after shows.
Yeah, man, I've heard that too, but I'm not gonna confirm which one it was. But I've heard the same thing as well, you know. But you ain't heard it from me.
Right. Now, this isn't more of like I'm keeping my pimp hand strong type of spanking. This is more of I'm gonna have some fun, like S&M type spanking. Correct?
Man, exactly.
No harm intended.
Let's take it back for a minute, Crazy. What happened with Bone Thugs and Harmony and Ruthless Records?
Man, you know, the whole relationship ran its course. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was simply one of those things to where, you know, we outgrew that label, and we was all looking to, like, you know, like when you start off your career and you with like one situation for so long, it you know, like you just want to, like, get out from up under it and just, like, experience new things. Just like when you were a kid and you grow up, you know what I'm saying? You want to go out and just experience the world on your own. You know what I'm saying? That's basically how we felt. You know, we was born on Ruthless Records. We grew up on Ruthless Records. And, you know, once we got older, we saw all the other possibilities that was out there for us. And, you know, we just wanted to venture off and just, you know, embark on different endeavors, you know?
Tamika runs Ruthless Records now. That's Easy's wife. How's you guys' relationship now?
It's crazy because we get into it way more when we were signed to the label, but we actually have a real decent business relationship with her now.
Who did you like more, Tupac or Biggie?
Oh man, that's a hard one, man. You know, like because they I would have to say Tupac because it was more of what we were on at the time. You know, the whole militant minded, you know, concept, and just like just rider, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we was, like, back then. Like, we was wild too, so everything Pac said, you know, we was pro Tupac for real.
If you just tuned into the program, we're talking with Crazy Bone. It is Double J in the morning. Who smoked more weed, you or Tupac?
I would probably say, well, back in the day, it was me, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely me. I don't know who could hang. I don't think it was too many people who could hang with me on that level right there back in the day, for real.
Has your tour bus ever been pulled over and the police search your bus like they did 2 Chainz the other day?
Oh yeah, man, our tour bus has been pulled over, and they actually searched our tour bus one time, but they didn't find them. We did a real good job.
That's what I was gonna ask you.
Like, we did a real good job of stashing, so you know they ain't find nothing on ours.
If I ever do become so big and I become on tour, give me some tips on where to hide my weed on my tour bus.
I mean, you got to be creative. It all depends on, like, how the bus is made. You got to, the first thing you got to do when you get on there, you got to look for all the cracks.
Will.
For all the little cracks and crannies, you know what I'm saying, and just, like, get your own little personal stash spot, you know, like, and not only, did we do to hide stuff from police, you know, could be somebody on the bus that's a thief. You never know. You got to hide it up, you know what I'm saying? You got to stash it.
Now, I remember doing a show with you guys in San Francisco probably 7 years ago, and on stage during your whole performance, your manager was just rolling blunt after blunt after blunt, and you guys kept smoking them. Is that still how y'all get down, or have you slowed up?
Man, you know, we done slowed up a lot, you know what I'm saying? We done slowed up, but you know, we still got the handyman on the side supplying us for what we need, for real.